Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Sabbath. Oh, that was weak. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Very good. All right, I have a story for you guys, but before we do the story, I want to show you something, and I want you to listen carefully what sound it makes, all right? Let's see if you're listening. Very good. Do you hear a sound? No. What does it sound like? There's a penny inside?
There's something inside.
What do you think it sounds like? An animal or something? Come on, guys. What does it sound like? A bee. Very good. How many of you guys are scared of bee? Dwight's scared of bee. I can tell you that. He sees a bee, he's like, oh, whoa, we'll get away. Really? Yes. No, it's not a bee. But what I was trying to get is first to see if you guys are actually listening, if you're good with your listening ears. I'll tell you a story of a little girl who didn't like to listen. She got in big trouble. So many years ago, to be specific, about 10 or 11. No, not in the 80s. Well, no. Anyways, this little girl was told to be obedient. Listen, her mama said, I will go to the store and I'll be right back. But this little girl wanted to learn to cook. And she loved one thing about cooking. She gets everything messy. But this little girl didn't want to wait for her mama. So she put the frying pan on the stove and she poured some oil up in there. And she got the plantains, and she cut them in half, peeled them open, and guess what? When you peel it open, what do? The plantains. You fry them, right? Don't you fry plantains? Y'all don't know what plantain is? Really? You need to come to my house.
Putting a seed in the hole so it can grow?
No, The story is about me, sorry. I start frying those plantains without my mom's permission. And remember, she said, Jennifer, listen to me and don't do it until I get back. And remember, I was only about 10 or 11, about Dylan's age. And I went ahead and start frying those plantains, and I'm having fun. And I said, oops, I forgot to put some salt. And I turned around, and I grabbed the salt, and I dab it in there. And when I turned the next way, the pan flipped with hot oil on my hand. You see those marks there look like freckles? That was the consequence of not listening. That's why it is very important for you guys to listen when your parents say listen. It's not because they don't want you to have fun or learn things. It's important for you to listen. And the other consequence that I had to deal with was my hand was blown up like a toad, you know, those frog, big, fat ones? Yeah, and I had to go to the hospital and get that taken care of. So they peeled the entire skin that was about this big. They peeled it off, and I start screaming. But guess what? After months and months, I still got in trouble for not listening again. But I just want you guys to know that it is very important for you to learn to listen to your parents, okay? Even Jesus had to listen to his parents. In Luke 2:51 says Jesus was obedient, right? And the Bible also tells us in Ephesians 6:1, I believe it is, it says, children, obey your parents, for this is right in the Lord. So remember, even Jesus tells us to be obedient, all right, boys and girls? Don't do like me. All right. Now, who wants to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our story. I hope As Dolly teaches us to listen, I hope we have a good day tomorrow, and I hope that that we will always listen to our parents. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.